Chapter 1. Tyrael. Present. Reaching the broken-down stone wall and the double gate that was half-torn from its hinges, Thayrin Greyhaven planted his feet in the exact spot where he'd stood 2 years before. Now, finally, the Landon uprising had been completely smothered, and the Blood, those who were left, could set about the business of trying to restore their land and their people. If there was any way of restoring their people.
"Since you invited them here, you're going to feel like a fool if you're still standing at the gate when the other warlord princes arrive."
Thayrin looked over his shoulder. He hadn't heard the other man approach, hadn't felt a warning presence. Even a month ago, being that careless would have gotten him killed.
"You shouldn't be up before sunset," Thayrin said. "It drains you too much."
The old man scowled at the wall and the gate, and all the other signs of neglect.
"I'll manage."
"You'll need blood tonight."
The scowl deepened.
"I'll manage."
"Talon."
"Don't be using that voice on me, boy. I can still whack some sense into that stubborn head of yours."
Talon was a grizzled warrior who was missing two fingers on his left hand and half his right foot. Evidence of the price paid for the battles won. He was also a sapphire-jeweled warlord prince. Since Thayrin was a warlord prince who wore green jewels, Talon was the only man in Dina Nihil who was strong enough to whack some sense into him. But only after the sunset. Talon was demon dead. If he was forced to act during daylight hours, his strength drained at a terrifying speed. "Did you ever wonder if it was worth it?" Thayrin asked, looking away from the man who had raised him. He had never known his father. The man had mated to continue the Greyhaven bloodline and had been caught, broken, and completely destroyed before Thayrin had been born. When he was 7, his mother had brought him to the mountain camps to keep the Greyhaven line safe from Dorothea's pet queens. He never saw her again. Talon looked at the mansion and shook his head.
"I was in this fight for 300 years, give or take a few. I knew Leah, and I knew Grizel before her. I stood with Jared and Blade when we were among the living, and I stood with others when I became demon dead. So I never wondered if bringing Dina Nihil back to the way it was when the Grey Ladies ruled was worth the blood and pain and lives that were lost. I knew getting that back was worth the price."
"We didn't win, Talon," Thayrin said softly. "Someone else eliminated the enemy, but we still didn't win."
"A Greyhaven is standing once more on family land. That's a start. And there is a marker on the table."
A marker Talon hadn't told him about until a few days ago. "A dangerous one, assuming the man who owes us a favor is still alive."
"There's no way to win unless we gamble," Talon said. "Come on. We'll bring the coach on to the grounds and camp out here tonight. Tomorrow you can go through the house and see what needs to be done."
"We'll be lucky if we find anything intact," Thayrin said bitterly.
"I can't imagine the bitches who ruled from here not trying to find the treasure."
"But the key wasn't in the house," Talon said. "That's part of the legend, and without the key that begins unlocking the spells, they could have ripped up every floorboard and knocked down every brick in every fireplace. And they still wouldn't have found the treasure, even if they were looking right at it."
"Doesn't mean we're going to find a safe floor or a working fireplace," Thayrin grumbled.
"Do your pissing and moaning later," Talon said. "We've got company. I'll fetch the coach. You give yourself a kick in the ass and get up to the house."
"Yes, sir."
Surrogate father and protector of the Greyhaven line, Talon had held him when he'd cried, and hadn't hesitated to give him a smack when it was deserved. At least deserved according to Talon. Everything good that he knew about the blood, about honor and protocol and what a warlord prince should be, he had learned from the man who remembered Dina Nihil as it had been, who remembered what it meant to have honor, to wear, as Talon put it, the invisible ring. Bracing himself for the discussion ahead, Thayrin strode toward the mansion. Was the honey pear tree still in the back garden somewhere? Could the tree have survived that many